Right, y'all. So today's update from the hotel at Checkpoint 4. Got here pretty much plenty of time, so that was all quite satisfying. Lots of people sort of struggling in. And I guess there'll probably be a few more coming in tonight, although it's closed. But, they're keeping on trying. A really weird mixture of days. So woke up and started in Banja Luka. I haven't got there late last night, which I found kind of just, there's this kind of weird thing as a town. On a superficial level, it's quite normal. But if you know anything about the history, I think sort of, it's one of the areas that was ethnically cleansed of Muslim Bosnians. And you're sort of wandering around and seeing lots of people probably in their late 40s, 50s, who back at, the height of everything going on, would have been, in their, 20s, 30s, and you're going, these are people, even if they didn't do anything themselves, were certainly complicit, certainly gave political support, and just sort of wandering around like it's normal. And I found that quite strange. And it's something that continued through the day, and I got some messages from like Ian and others talking about where things had happened and what had gone on. And you'd be cycling along through what feels like impoverished but otherwise normal countryside, and then you'd notice a building still had bullet holes in it and stuff like that. And yet, I mean, it's a slightly chaotic place now, but it's not, doesn't feel like a violent place. So it's, it's very strange how sort of everything that's happening, given sort of everything that happened not long ago. The cycling itself is probably best described as sort of about 60 kilometers, which were absolutely amazing. Sort of following a river and then up into sort of beautiful rolling mountains, descending down down next to in a gorge with a river at the bottom, and then climbing up again, and then an absolutely horrible stretch through Travnik, we're just on a busy road and everybody just trying to get past before turning off again and then climbing up to the checkpoint. I kind of hope to do the parkour, but it seems to be ill-fated, my attempts to complete any of the parkours on the day that I arrive. But as coming to the top, could hear thunder and see lightning, and just didn't seem like a very good idea to be doing what's probably a 3 to 4 hour round trip, by all accounts. So we'll get up early, do that tomorrow, and then come back to the hotel for breakfast. And then it's on down towards Montenegro, hopefully tomorrow, to find somewhere to stay. So I think that's it. Thanks again for all the support and best wishes. I doubt I'll be online much tomorrow unless I can find Wi-Fi again. Hopefully I'll find that in the evening to be able to give an update, post my ride, all that kind of thing. So thanks again. Bear with me. And at the moment, I'm still on track for Greece. Whether that'll be 3 or 4 days remains to be seen. Okay, cheers, bye.